I'm Lee Cameron.
And I'm Norman the Elf, and this is the Christmas Stocking, live from the North Pole!
Well, actually, since it's a podcast and I don't stream live, it's recorded.
Oh, sorry. Recorded from the North Pole!
I don't think we've talked to you since our first year, Norman. How have you been?
Fine. Working really hard, especially in the last couple of years since families have had so much trouble making ends meet. We're trying to pick up the slack.
Wow. I bet that's tough.
Not as tough as it is for them. If we can put a smile on some kids' faces who might not have one otherwise, all the work is worth it.
I'll bet. You know, when I decided to talk about Clement Clark Moore's poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, you were the first person I thought of.
First elf, you mean?
Right. And I couldn't believe it when you invited me up here personally. Thanks for the ride, by the way.
No problem. It's good to be able to get away this time of year.
Hello, Norman. Welcome back.
Hi, Santa. Poor Santa. He hardly has time to talk to anyone this time of year.
Yep. Everyone's busy all over the world. And it was in 1823 that C.C. Moore's poem revealed Santa's methods to the world.
Rumor has it, Lee, that Santa, known as St. Nicholas back then, accidentally bumped into Mr. Moore and the famous American writer Washington Irving one Christmas Eve.
Oh, did Santa tell you about that?
Oh, no. He never talks about the past. I'm not sure he can remember. No, Santa's about the future. Of course, that's the rumor up here. Down in the rest of the world, the story goes that C.C. Moore wrote it for his children.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's start a little earlier. Who was Clement Clark Moore?
Well, he was born in 1779, so he was in his 40s when he wrote the poem. He was born into wealth, so he never had to work, although he did. He was a part-time professor of Oriental and Greek literature, and he was on the board of managers of the New York Institution for the Blind, now the New York Institute for Special Education. He spoke 5 languages aside from English and played the organ and the violin. And he wrote poetry, which is what educated men did back then. Sometimes he was published. He lived much of his life in his childhood home, which had been in the country when he was a boy and pretty much in the city by the time he died. It was an estate called Chelsea, which is now the Chelsea District in New York. And he worked in New York City, too.
Wow. Sometimes you forget these people long ago lived in the same place as a lot of us do.
Yes. So Washington Irving was a friend of Mr. Moore's, and in 1809 he wrote a book called Knickerbocker's History of New York, which mentioned St. Nicholas laying a finger aside of his nose as a sign, and hanging stockings on St. Nicholas Eve that St. Nicholas seemed to fill. And he wrote about St. Nicholas riding over the houses, sometimes dropping gifts for children down the chimneys.
So it does sound like they're talking about the same guy.
The legend has it that Clement Clark Moore wrote the poem one snowy winter's day while on a shopping trip. He took the sleigh, and it takes a while on a sleigh, and there was time to be creative. There's another book I should mention, which has facts that Mr. Moore may have learned from, or maybe he already knew them. It was called The Children's Friend, and it used Santa Claus's name. But Santa was spelled S-A-N-T-E. It talked about Santa driving a sleigh with flying reindeer and coming on Christmas Eve instead of on December 6, which had been customary before. Mr. Moore's poem was written for his children and not for publication. The story is that a visiting relative copied the poem, and then a friend copied it and sent it to the Troy Sentinel in Troy, New York. They published it anonymously on December 23rd. He was supposedly embarrassed it had gotten out. He was a very serious man who took his academic credentials very seriously. He didn't admit it was his for years. It was reprinted over and over again in almanacs, the Saturday Evening Post, all kinds of ways, but never with an author's name. In 1837, his name was attached to it in a book of poems, but he didn't publicly admit it was his until 7 years after that, more than 20 years after its original publication. Clement Clark Moore didn't think it was his most important work. Actually, not an important work at all. It just goes to show that sometimes we don't know what our impact was, or will be. A Visit from St. Nicholas was one of the most important holiday works, shaping and crystallizing a lot of what we know as Christmas today. Who knows how long it will be around and how many times it will be reproduced in various forms. Thank you, Clement Clark Moore, for inspiring children for nearly 2 centuries. That sounds pretty important to me.
Lulay, lulay, thou little tiny child. Bye-bye, lulay. lay. Oh, sisters, to have we do, for to preserve this day, this poor youngling for whom we do sing. Bye-bye, lulay, lulay. Lulay, lulay, thou little tiny child. Bye-bye, lulay, lulay. Herod the king in his raging, charged he had this day, this bit of might in his own sight, all young children to
Noel Project and the Coventry Carol, bringing some seriousness to a very light episode of The Christmas Stuff. Go to mychristmasstocking.net to find out more. Hey, Norman, you didn't mention the big controversy that Clement Clark Moore may not have written The Night Before Christmas at all.
That's because there is no big controversy, just a little one. Descendants of a distant relative of Mr. Moore's wife, Major Henry Livingston Jr., claim that he wrote it, and they enlisted a professor who analyzed the works of both men and concluded Mr. Moore couldn't have written it, and that it fit in with Mr. Livingston's style better. The professor makes some good points about the styles, but then he gets into ideas about what kind of people they were, and Mr. Moore couldn't have written it because he wasn't that kind of person. It's not very scientific. The bottom line is, until this analysis, there wasn't much controversy at all. Mr. Livingston never claimed to write it, and Mr. Moore wasn't exactly proud of it, so why would he lie?
Well, we'll include links with both sides in the show notes at mychristmasstocking.net.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Norman, thanks for letting me hang out with you and talk towards The Night Before.
You're welcome.
I'll let you get back to work as soon as you bring me home. Not much time left, and I have a lot to do, just like you.
Okay. Merry Christmas, Lee. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Norman. Good luck with your final preparations. I have something special planned next time. The last episode of the year of The Christmas Stocking.
Can't wait!